Stephen Fanula with you on your Monday evening. Hello. Brief recap if you haven't been with us for the last while. Could be a little bit hard to follow. But myself and Fanula have been doing a lot of driving, driving with each other. Me driving, of course. I'd never sit into a car with Fanula Corbett after she failed miserably her driving test.
Not what happened. It was rigged against me.
What, the driving test?
Absolutely. Well, how? First of all, I wasn't told I was doing a full driving test. I was only told I had to do a few bits, and then I was brought out for a full hour and a half on the road. That didn't go that well. Dave decided he was going to try and teach me some tricks of the trade when it comes to driving.
Yeah.
That went even worse because Dave was not teaching me anything useful.
Scans are useful. Big waves to people and strangers. They're very useful.
Eating a plate of ribs on your knee while driving.
Okay. Admittedly, that might be useful every day.
So you can follow all that at This Is iRadio on social. It's been up after over the last while. But I said, okay, Dave, you need to be the next one to actually take on a driving test.
Because I've done it. I've done my driving test.
This has all come about very suddenly after me nagging you. I was given no warning as to actually when it might happen.
I did it on Friday.
We were on the show on Friday.
Yeah, the show is 3 to 6, but there's times beforehand.
Why didn't you tell me on Friday that you'd done it?
Because you didn't need to know. You've heard of an 11 o'clock before the show.
Yeah.
Okay. Was at 11 o'clock our guest, who was James Protein Bourdoyle.
Yeah, we had him here on Friday.
He gave me a driving test.
Okay, James Protein Bourdoyle.
Yeah, the TikToker with 1.3 million followers.
Highly successful in that area.
Yeah.
He said he used to work on the sites.
Yeah.
He said he was a top class box tea maker.
Correct.
At no point did he say he was a qualified driving instructor.
It's like getting Chuck Norris to give you the thumbs up of approval. If James Protein Bourdoyle can say I can drive, then I can drive, and you should.
No, that he literally has no qualification.
Well, we're going to hop into the car right now for my driving test from Friday. Oh, here's how it went. It was amazing, and I'm amazing.
Mr. Doyle, driving instructor for today.
Am I a good driver?
You're doing a great job.
Thank you.
Definitely driving anyway.
Sorry?
You're definitely driving anyway.
Yeah, I am driving.
Yeah, fair play to you.
Is there anywhere you'd like me to go in particular?
I wouldn't mind stopping for an old ice cream.
Okay.
Oh, Jesus Christ, now. You should have stopped for him.
I'm
only joking. Put the fuck down, go on. Oh, yeah, that's right, John. You have to park on the double yellow line there.
Will I reverse back?
Yeah, reverse there a bit. There's a little box there that you have to park in. You know that box with all the yellow lines on it?
Oh, is that a parking
box? That's a parking place, yeah. That's a parking space.
Okay, I'll just reverse back there.
Yeah, good man.
Grant.
There we go.
Mid the box then. Celero.
Thank you very much.
12 seconds later.
Just that was quick. How the f*** did you do that?
I don't know.
How did you get in and out so quick? Did you nick it?
Celero, sir.
Which is right, you might be passing there now, huh?
Great.
There's a Solero section. Solero. There we go. Green light.
Now, yes.
There we go. One tick for you. Oh, did you see a quick scan there today?
Would you like a better demonstration?
We need a better scan out of you. You know, and that none of this flimsy.
I'm sorry. There's a man up here.
Give him a proper scan now.
Okay.
I see. Good demonstration. That's a job. That's a job. That's a scan. That flingy wrist. That's a job. You know, let the wrist droop. That's a job. Let me see. Scans. One scan for you. One scan point.
It's all going very well. I'm a driving test for James.
It's absolutely not.
What?
I've already got 3 different issues that I need to take up with
3
you.
3 different issues. And you haven't even heard the second part. The test didn't end there. It continued. And it continued.
We can't call this a test.
It continued swimmingly well. Dave does the driving test with James Protein Bourdoyle.
You're making a mockery of the whole thing.
But jumping into part 2 of the test.
Test in inverted commas very clearly.
Could we put on some tunes?
I think that'll be allowed in the test, yeah. This is some tune.
Did you hear this?
It's a banger.
Yeah, class.
You may have heard this once on... What's that radio? Is it iRadio?
That's I. Baby,
baby. They have very good music, don't they? Yeah.
The best.
Cattle in the field, you know the deal. If she's not blue, she won't do. Landini for real.
There's no birds in the sky.
For all any cars.
Actually, there's no birds in the car. I have an idea.
How are you going to get some birds in the car now?
I know how we're going to get birds in the car. Stay there.
An air freshener?
No, no, it's a bird feeder.
Pass the test now anyway.
Fantastic. It's all going swimmingly well for me. I even got a bird feeder and put it in the car so we could get birds in the car out of the sky. Fionnuala.
Really have to cast my mind back to think of the most ridiculous thing I've heard. Like, this is taking it to new levels, Dave.
I bet you if you brought a bird feeder on your test, you might actually still have your license.
I absolutely have my license. Can I have my right to reply here now, or do we have more codology to listen to from when you were out with James Protein Board Oil?
Would you not wait until we heard the actual results of the test?
I can guess, yeah.
Maybe it didn't go as well as you thought, Fionnuala.
Maybe. I'm hoping it hasn't. Because this is an absolute cod. That's all it is.
To the results.
I have to do up the maths here now. Let me see. Scan, so it's a very good demonstration of a scan. Song choice, oh yeah. Are there birds in the sky? I don't see any birds in the sky. Probably because they're all in the car. So I'm going to give you a tick for that now. Look, I've done my maths here now. I'll give you the pass.
Yes!
You pass your driving test. Fair play to you, boy. Fair play to you. No bother at all.
Thank you very much. Good on me. Passed my test. No bother. That's it. Discussion done. No need for more driving. Dunzo hunzo.
I'm absolutely not accepting this. So if we can have a rundown of everything that was wrong over the last few minutes.
Have you been taking notes?
Absolutely, I've been taking notes. There was so much to keep track of that was done wrong that I had to make note of it. So you were stopping on a double yellow line. You absolutely can't do that. Telling you to park I've written down a double yellow box, just a yellow box. Well, thanks very much.
I was going to turn right eventually.
That's not how yellow boxes work. You can go in up traffic.
You can go into them if you're going to turn right.
No, you can only go into a yellow box if your exit is clear. Way too much focus on scans. I appreciate a good scan as much as the next woman, and there was a focus on this when you took me out driving, Dave, but yeah, way too much when you're out with James. Stopping for ice cream and playing his own Birds in the Sky protein bar remix, all that can be described as is blatant bribery, which isn't allowed.
No, blatant
bribery.
I took inspiration from driving test dad from years ago. Why didn't you sweeten her up somehow, lad? Well, I sweetened him up with a bit of a Solero and playing his own tune, and congratulations to me. And there will be a video on Instagram, and this is iRadio, that everyone can comment under and go, Fionnuala is wrong.
And I'll finish on this point.
Go on.
The fact is that James Protein Board Oil, despite being highly successful on social media, having had a successful career on the site and having had a background as a top class box demaker, is in no way qualified to be your driving test instructor. It is null, it is void. Dave Duke, you are ridiculous.
Well, I knew that last part.
Hey! Hi. Dave and Fionnuala
with Tesco.
Weekdays from 3 to 6.